This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford as we are still enjoying the blissful excitement of getting the number one overall pick and hopefully...
And Miro may be playing tonight.
Yes, and it looks like that is going to happen. But here's my question. And I've seen people kind of send this in all day, a variation of this. And I know Rachel Nichols tweeted this out last night. Do you feel like this is what Mavericks fans deserve? Or are you more upset that this team's seemingly poor management is being rewarded? Now, I understand it could kind of be... I understand it could kind of be both. But, like, we're all excited as Mavericks fans. Like, we're so excited. But at the same point, do you think that this rewards poor management because you're like, hey, I'm going to trade for some older players and sometimes they get hurt and then they got hurt. And you're like, oh, okay. And now you get Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, no, that's a very valid. The Luka trade is going to be the center of that, though, right?
For sure.
Like, that's the center of the conversation when it comes to...
Although Quentin Grimes feels like that picked up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But
you're right.
Trading Luka is what everybody's hated.
Correct.
And that's what it's really not going to be all these other little things. I mean, people want to just ignore that Anthony Davis is on your team mostly.
Yes, that is true.
So I think it is.
Would that still be the case if he was healthy and he played well? Not like unbelievable, but really well. Do you think people would still be like, Adam?
I think if he was playing well, and he looked like a dominant force on this team and healthy, then people would be like, oh, I think you started to see it pick up. You started to see more people navigating back to it whenever they were in the play-in, and they were more kind of, there were a few more. There was still a huge contingent out there that was still like, I'm not even watching this at all.
Yeah.
And I get that. The part of, do we deserve it? Okay. Because of the months of turmoil? Is that what we, like... You could be a Trailblazers fan. Do they deserve it?
No, you're right. But at least, like, even with...
Trailblazers, by the way, it looks like their owner's getting ready to sell.
Well, even with the Trailblazers, like, at least you got Scoot Henderson. Like, you got something that can encourage you. For the Mavericks fans, there is nobody, I think, almost nobody, that would have said at the beginning of the year, you just went to the finals, you have a potentially generational, certainly franchise player, you're going to trade him. You're going to trade him for what you feel is a diminished return. Then you're going to have a whole bunch of injuries and you're not even going to be in the real playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way I would have thought that was going to happen. And so from the not shopping Luka around to announcing it at almost midnight on a Saturday to the pure shock of it all, to none of us knowing that when Luka got hurt on Christmas Day, that's the last time you're ever going to see him play in a Mavericks jersey. All of that just feels so traumatic. And then you ended up being on the wrong end of what most people think is the most shocking trade in the history of the NBA.
This is all very valid because you say traumatic. I like that you use that word there because the morning you woke up or the night that you couldn't sleep.
Yes.
Like a lot of people couldn't sleep because of it. I woke up that morning and spent 3 hours just in shock. And that is, that was the as just about as low as I've felt as a sports fan. There have been plenty of other options. Nelson Cruz, the Mavs losing to Dwayne Wade.
But at least,
the Cowboys and Dez caught it.
Okay, don't keep listing things. But at least FC with those, stop it.
All right.
At least with that, you could see the game happening.
Okay, yeah.
You could see the potential.
But that's the low, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This high that I felt last night, it was as high as it could possibly be for me. Like, as just right up there with winning a championship. I felt that joy, that elation, and Sean used the word jubilation this morning. I felt that for about 3 hours last night. And then whenever I learned Miro was back, or potentially back today, the whole, like, all these things are starting to feel good for me. So the extreme highs and lows of rooting for a franchise, I do feel like I kind of balanced it out by getting this. And I do feel like I deserved it as a fan. And I don't hold, I honestly don't hold it against Nico that much now. Because. Okay.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
In my opinion, it seemed like there was a plan in place with something that was guaranteed.
Okay.
And so whenever you have that and you're like, okay, I have this option and all I have to do is give up this player. And sometimes this player can cost me a game in the playoffs, maybe even the NBA Finals because of his attitude. And I have to babysit him a lot. A lot of things.
Okay, Kevin, I got you.
You know this too. Alec, you know this. There's always a lot more behind the scenes than we know. There's always a lot more information that they haven't even leaked out, honestly. It's weird that they haven't. So that's where I am on Nico of like, he bought a lot of goodwill with me. With a lot of the moves that he made, PJ, Clay, Gafford, even bringing Anthony Davis back. I know it's not what everybody wanted, but he got a lot of goodwill with me. And so now that he has the number one overall pick, I'm curious as to what he can do. The craziness of trading Luka is also obviously where I'm like, well, you're going to make a bad decision. But then I got to look at all the good decisions he made too. So it's going to balance out at some point.
Okay, so I just want to take like a slightly alternate viewpoint that I think some people are feeling. I already told you earlier in the show, I'm with you. I now believe that this was some sort of prepackaged deal.
But you believed it before too. You kept saying, if it happens.
Yeah, and so here we are. So here's what I want to throw out. Let's say none of that is accurate. You're right. We all felt really good about the moves that Nico was making until the Luka move. And if you feel like the Luka move undercut your future because you also didn't get a plethora of draft capital to go along with it. Let's say that Cooper Flagg works out. He does turn out to be Scottie Pippen or Larry Bird or Kawhi or whoever your comp is. And the Mavericks win a championship in the next 3 years. And the Mavericks win two championships in the next 5 years. Nico and the crew will inevitably get a good deal of credit for what ended up to be a 1 in 50 shot that you lucked out at.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why so many fans are probably mad is because they're like, no, you decided to trade away the thing that we know works and you just lucked out. And so, like, I think people are still mad because they're worried he's going to get the credit. As a Mavericks fan, I don't give a crap.
I don't care who gives the credit either. The other thing, too, is Donnie Nelson did something back in the day that a lot of people forget about, or maybe even new Mavs fans didn't see. But Donnie Nelson would decide that team's gone as far as it can go.
Yes.
Rafe LaFrenz, Nick Van Exel, we appreciate your time. We have to add some other pieces to this. We got to move on from this. And it happened multiple years in a row where he would go, I've done everything I can do with that team and I'm moving on, but I'm staying with Dirk. That was always the loyalty, was I'm staying with Dirk. It never felt with Mark Cuban and that group that it was as much business whenever it was Dirk as much as it was loyalty to Dirk. And so you assume that it was going to be the same way whenever it was whenever Luka was here. We're going to treat it the exact same way. We're going to be loyal to him. And then Nico comes in and wrecks that. But I think part of him, after seeing that team in the finals against Boston, he said, that's as far as that team.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsky Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsky Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTY today or visit MinskyClinic.com. That's MinskyClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Who's going to go? And I believe this guy, Kai, can lead us in a different way with a different group of players. I got to figure out how to get those players.
Sure.
I believe that he felt
okay.
They went as far as they could with Luka, and they did everything they could for him, and he wasn't going to learn. I dead serious believe that.
No, I believe you.
I agree with it?
Yeah,
no.
Because I think it was a season too soon to pull the trigger on that, but I think you're probably right.
Kind of like
that.
It was a season too soon to pull the trigger on dismantling a championship roster.
Sure.
By the way, G-Bag Nation's going to have Wyatt Langford on at 2:40 today for the players show.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if y'all know Wyatt Langford's done some cool stuff lately, especially yesterday, broke up a no-hitter with a home run to win the game.
What would that sound like? Could we play that home run, do you think?
I don't know.
Cut number one, perhaps? I bet we could.
1-0, hit high and deep to right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone into the Rangers bullpen. Opposite field home run for Wyatt Langford. It's his 7th of the season. It's the first hit for Texas tonight, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
What a day to be a Tolo. What a day to be a DFW sports fan. So in the last 24 hours, you won the draft lottery. You have the potential to draft Cooper Flagg. I know there's a lot of people who are like, I don't think that's going to happen. We will get into that a little bit more. There's just a lot of angles to discuss this. Miro's coming back. You broke up a no-hitter with a two-run home run that won the game, and now the person that hit that home run is going to be on the G-Bag Nation at 2:40.
Yeah, somebody asked, Corey, what do you do if Nico trades the pick for Kevin Durant? I'll cry. I don't, because,
yeah.
And that's the thing, though. I have a different vision for this team than that guy does. And we've said all along, Nico has decided, I don't care what anybody else out there thinks, I think this is going to win.
Yeah.
And if he gets proven right, that's what's interesting is there are people that are like, I don't want him to be right. More than anything else.
No, I agree.
More than anything
I
else. There are a lot of people, and it's the same way with other things that are around this country. I just don't want him to be right.
Yeah.
More than I want.
It's good for
Even if it's good for us. I don't want that dude to be right. And I get that. I totally understand that. Because you're mad at that person for trading something away.
Yes.
But if he was right, can you give him the credit? And a lot of people are unwilling to do that.
And you know, this is an interesting point. From the 4-6-9,
imagine getting no hit by the Rockies.
Oh, dude. I told you. I was like, are they going to try to undercut this amazing story with that? The worst team maybe in baseball history? Because make no mistake about it, the Colorado Rockies are effing terrible.
Yep.
Mavericks fans do not deserve the number one pick. They've seen nothing but excellent basketball for 25 years now, won a title, and still most of them quit their team 3 months ago. A bunch of bandwagoners. Teams like Washington and Charlotte deserved it way more. I'm going to go back to the middle part of that. Most of them quit their team 3 months ago. I still never got the sense for sure that those people were out on the Mavericks forever as much as they were out on the Mavericks just the rest of the season because their heart was broken.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not that they didn't like the team anymore. Their heart was broken that their guy, like the new Dirk, was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand that point of view. I don't know if there's as many bandwagoners as that text portrays because people had their feelings hurt, you know, and were like, I'm done with this team for the rest of this.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, let's use Mike as an example here. Mike said he quit the NBA.
Yeah.
The whole NBA until the NBA said, hey, but we're going to give you the number one overall pick in this grand scheme of things. And he was like, oh, okay. Because he always felt that the NBA was against the Mavericks and against us. Like,
sure.
I felt that way too. Go back to that Dwayne Wade championship. I felt like the NBA was against the Mavericks in there. By the way, there was a scandal in that whole like situation, and people just went right past it with Donaghy. People just flew right by it. You felt like the whole NBA was against you, and it was never going to let you be happy. And now it feels like they came back and were with flowers in their hand. They're like, "We're sorry. Will you please come back to us?" And you're like, "Yeah, sure." But at the same time, they got Lakers fans interested again. In next year, the Laker interest is going to be there for sure. Along with the drama of LeBron James.
And this is from the 817. This is what I have a tough time reconciling from my conspiracy theory. Yeah, but if we would have made the real playoffs, we would have even had a chance. That is the number one thing holding back the conspiracy. I still believe it. But maybe they thought like, oh, the Mavs won't get close. They won't even be close to this. So we can easily they'll jump up from position 5 to position 1. And then when all the injuries and everything, and they're like, hey, we're going to keep winning some games, all of a sudden you're right on the precipice of making it happen. And then you have to make the draft lottery play out like this. It is truly amazing. And there are people who are saying what you just said, Corey. I believe this was all a prepackaged deal. All right, I'm going to give you the chance to go back. Here's the deal. You trade Luka for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, a future first round pick, and Cooper Flagg. I still feel like the bulk of Mavericks fans would not want to do that.
So,
just Mavericks fans, because Luka's their guy.
Yeah. And I wanted to see the next year with this bunch try to make that run. I don't care if the Mavericks were 6th or 3rd in the standings. When the playoffs started, I think Luka turned that up with that team. So that was what I was expecting, was that team was going to turn, its arrow was going to go up together. And I wanted to see them get that run together. Hell, I wanted to see 6 more years of that kind of group around Luka and Kyrie and, you know, whatever development it was, but all around Luka. I wanted to see that continue to try, because Kevin, what did we see? We saw that happen with Dirk, and eventually it finally paid off, and the elation was amazing.
Yes.
It felt so amazing that our guy, that we had struggled, we'd gone through the goods and all the bads with him too, but you know what? We stuck it out, and he finally did it. That's what we were all hoping for with Luka.
From the 214, he wasn't right, though, Nico. Imagine Luka being on the team and building around the first pick. You would not have gotten this pick.
No.
If Luka was still here.
He's too good by himself to get you in position.
Exactly. And so I just don't think that was going to happen. I understand, and I know there's some people, I think Sean and RJ discussed it yesterday, if you got the number one pick, would you trade it back for Luka? And all of a sudden it feels like you just got gifted Anthony Davis, and now it's Luka back on the team with Anthony Davis. Look, that would be magical, but that's not going to happen.
So if the return had been more in the Anthony Davis trade.
Yeah.
You have another first round pick and the number one overall pick.
I think people wouldn't have been so bent out of shape at the time. But you know what? Something you said earlier in the segment, I'm looking at it right now. I'm seeing it on the Frankel Andrea text line over and over. This is not the way I feel at all. But there are multiple people, like a lot of people, who were like, hey, I love the player and I'm excited for the Mavericks, but I hate the idea of Nico getting bailed out. Or if they win a title, I hate the idea that people will think Nico is right. I hear you on that. You can compartmentalize it if you want. Nico was wrong, but I still hope that the Mavericks win 4 straight championships eventually, or whatever. I would take 1 straight championship. Just because you love the Mavericks and you love this team. You can love this team. Mm-hmm. And still be upset about the management. I feel like I just described 75% of Cowboys fans. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, it can be done.
And for a long time, Rangers fans.
Yes, yes. Look, if you're a Mavericks fan and you're not familiar with this feeling, call up a friend that's a Cowboys fan.
Luckily,
they'll walk you through it.
Luckily, as a Stars fan, our ownership's always been great.
That's true. And now, really put the boots to him tonight and take game 4.
Go Miro.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.